Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Last night was the NBA draft, held from ESPN headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut. The Timberwolves selected Georgia freshman guard Anthony Edwards with a number one pick. Edwards averaged 19.1 points for Georgia. He becomes the 11th straight one-and-done player to be the top pick in a year where there was no clear, obvious choice. The Warriors took Memphis center James Wiseman with the second pick, while the Hornets grabbed LaMelo Ball with the third, and the Bulls snagged Florida State's Patrick Williams with the fourth. The Knicks took Dayton forward Obi Toppin with the number eight pick. Outside the draft, the 76ers have reportedly agreed to send Al Horford and a protected future first-round pick to Oklahoma City. In MLB news, Mets second baseman Robinson Cano has been suspended for 162 games after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. This means the 38-year-old Cano will miss the entire 2021 season and lose $24 million in salary. The eight-time All-Star hit a robust 316 with 10 home runs and 30 RBIs in this year's pandemic-shortened season. This isn't Cano's first penalty. In 2018, he was penalized 80 games after testing positive for furosemide, a diuretic that some athletes have used to mask other substances. And in the NFL, the Giants have fired defensive line coach Mark Colombo. Veteran line coach Dave DeGuglielmo will finish the season running the offensive line. A person familiar with the situation says coach Joe Judge wanted to hire DeGuglielmo as a consultant to work with the offensive line and other parts of the team, while Colombo strongly objected to the idea. The stunning move came as the Giants headed into a bye week with the new offensive line starting to play well. And in hockey news, the Adirondack Thunder and Glens Falls, along with five other North Division teams, has opted out of the next ECHL season due to concerns over COVID-19. All players are officially free agents for the season, with the team set to return for the 2021-2022 season. I'm Jesse King.